It's time for Mission Possible, Orthodox Parenting Today, with Ginny Nuzma, author, editor, and parent.
What happens to your child when they leave home and they hit the college campus scene? Where does the church fit in with their lives, and how do they find their way in the maze of fraternities, in the part-time job distractions that they might have, in the career pressures that they're feeling, in the hookup culture that's present, and this religious cornucopia that surrounds them? Well, today on Mission Possible, we're speaking with Father Kevin Schur, the Executive Director of Orthodox Christian Fellowship, the dynamic pan-Orthodox ministry to college students that reaches out to our college kids on campuses of just about every college you've heard of and some you haven't. I'm especially delighted to have Father Kevin with us, as he heads up what I personally believe is one of the most important and critical Orthodox ministries existing today. Having just settled our 18-year-old daughter into college housing a month ago, I can't tell you how grateful I was to note that the Orthodox Church down the street hosts an active OCF fellowship. And, of course, I pointed that out to her as well. So, Father Kevin, welcome to Mission Possible.
Thank you, Jenny. What a great lead-in.
It's really good to have you. I want to read for our listeners what it says about you on your website, if you don't mind. I like this. I was looking this up this morning. It says, Father Kevin lives in Spokane, Washington, with his wife, Robin, their three girls, Hannah, Julia, and Claire, and his trusty dog, Blaze. His daughters think he's cool, but his staff reminds him that he's too old to be cool. He wants to be a rock star but can't sing and clap at the same time.
True.
Tell us about yourself, Father Kevin, a little bit about your family and how long you've been with OCF and what you do there.
Well, we're a transplant here to Spokane, Washington. My wife and I have been married for 21 years now, and we've lived just about everywhere. And God willing, this will be, as I frequently say to my wife, our dying house. I'm hoping that this will put some roots down here. But my wife grew up in Spokane, Washington, and so we finally made our way back. And I've been working for OCF now for 3 years. And I came to OCF from Northern California, where I was a parish priest for 4 years. I'm a convert priest, and this is my eighth year in the priesthood. I was formerly a Protestant pastor, and have been working with youth and young adults for over 20 years, either full-time or in some sort of volunteer capacity. So, and I've got three girls, 13, 10, and 7, and the only other boy in my house is my dog, Blaze.
You need that, don't you, Father?
Hey, yeah,
you need
absolutely.
That male dog.
Yeah, in fact, he's just about 3 feet away from me right now, so...
Well, my husband used to say that when our daughters got to be teenagers, he was going to build himself a little cave in the backyard somewhere that he would retreat to.
I'm outnumbered.
Well, for those who might not be familiar with OCF, why don't you tell us a little bit about it? I mean, there's a lot of our listeners would be about the place where you are, where their oldest child might be 13 or 14, but it's not long before they're going to be talking about and looking at colleges. So I know there's going to be a lot of interest in who you folks are and what you do. And as you tell us about this, too, tell us why this is so critical for our kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And as every parent knows, time goes by so quickly when you're raising your kids in a blink of an eye. People told me that all the time when I had young toddlers, and it just seemed impossible to be true. But it really is true. A little bit about OCF. OCF actually, and most people don't know this, OCF has actually been around since 1965. It is a SCOBA commissioned agency. There are seven ministries under SCOBA, and we were actually the third to be commissioned by SCOBA. And from about 1965 to 1972, it was very, very active. James Cashel, now Bishop Demetrius Zontos, retired bishop of the GOA, was the executive director back then. And by 1972, there were probably around 100 OCF chapters. He just sort of went from state to state and campus to campus, building up the ministry. But in 1972, the Archbishop sort of moved him into another area. And From about 1972 to around 2000, 2001, OCF kind of went through a dormant stage. It never went away completely, and that's largely because it's a student movement. And they even continue to have college conferences at some of the seminaries from time to time, et cetera. But the sort of active chapter membership probably dropped down to about 50 around the country. And then in 2000, 2001, three seminary friends, each from different jurisdictions, OCA, GOA, and Antiochian, when they graduated, all of them got put into positions of college and young adult ministries in their respective archdioceses, and they sort of vowed to work together and to not try to spend the dollar, you know, spend their dollars the same way, but to sort of pool their money and their resources and to do college ministry together. And that's when they went back to SCOBA and said, you know, we would really like to revitalize OCF. And so back in 2001, OCF was sort of resurrected. And it was about 3 years later that they decided that they needed an executive director to sort of take over for their working board, and that's when they hired me. So we are presently on 270 local chapters around the United States and Canada, all the way from Harvard to Chico State. And in addition to those 270 chapters, we run some very, very successful national programs. The College Conference, which you mentioned earlier, which is always December 27th to 31st. We have one on the East Coast at Antiochian Village in Western Pennsylvania. We have now one in South Carolina. And then historically, we've always had one on the West Coast as well. However, this is the first year we're not having one on the West Coast. Hopefully that will come back next year or the year after. And then we also run a successful short-term missions program during the spring that corresponds with students, you know, spring breaks. And we give them sort of an alternative opportunity to Fort Lauderdale and give them the chance to give their spring breaks away to serve the poor and marginalized in a variety of contexts and countries. Greece, Turkey, El Salvador, Guatemala, Jerusalem, Romania, and some domestic, L.A., Ontario, so San Francisco. So those two programs in particular have been really sort of life-transforming opportunities for college students across the country. So, and we're slowly building other programs as well. We just started last year a program called Just Love, which is sort of a pilgrimage for social justice. It was a really successful four-day program over the Pentecost weekend, and this year will be our second year. We're really looking forward to it. So we see ourselves as a resource to not only to families but to local parishes to keep their students connected to Christ and the church.
Boy, I've seen firsthand from not only our own kids but other kids who've been involved in OCF the difference that it makes in their lives. And really it's life-changing when you take someone who's 18, 19, 20 at that critical juncture where they're really thinking through what does life mean and what are they going to believe apart from their families, and then you give them some outreach opportunities or some opportunities to hang with other kids that have similar values and beliefs, and it's life-changing. It really is life-changing.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that your comment about sort of hanging out with other Orthodox kids is really important, largely because I think that our kids in the Orthodox Church, many of them feel like a minority, and they are, you know, in most contexts that they're in, and I think that when they get to hang out with other Orthodox kids, they realize, you know, gee, I'm not weird, and I'm not weird for, you know, valuing my faith and wanting to be a part of it, et cetera. And there are some strength in numbers, and I think that's one of the powerful aspects of College Conference and Real Break.
Well, if we were to sit in on one of your board meetings, Father Kevin, at this point in time, what kinds of things are you most concerned about? What kind of feedback are you getting from your kids on the campuses now? And what are you focusing on, say, in the next couple of years with OCF?
Yeah, I think that the thing that we're really focusing on right now, both the staff and the board, is telling our story. And I think that's really important for us right now. You know, on one hand, OCF is sort of the ideal feeder ministry. I mean, when you think about the kinds of needs in the Orthodox Church right now, needs for, you know, ministerial needs, needs for priests, deacons, the need for strong, committed, faithful, godly lay leaders and parishes, the need for missionaries. I mean, you know, we have, you know, less than 20 missionaries worldwide, you know, we should have hundreds. The need for aid workers with IOCC, I mean, the list goes on and on. When you think about sort of all the needs that the Orthodox Church has for committed, faithful Orthodox Christians, OCF is sort of the perfect ministry to help shape and disciple those young men and women. But at the same time, while there's this great need, the reality is, study after study, that students, Christian students, who leave high school for college are not returning to the church. And the statistics are astounding, actually. It's well over 50%. The first sort of landmark study said that 6 out of 10 Christian students don't return to the church. And then other specific, you know, sort of particular Christian traditions within the Protestant faith began doing their own studies, and they found that their numbers were as high as 80 to 90%. So OCF is a critical ministry, and right now we're trying to learn how to tell our story in the most effective way and reach our Orthodox audience with how important the OCF ministry is. For instance, we just finished producing our first OCF film called Transition, which sort of focuses on this particular intersection between high school and college and all the transition that's going on in a student's life and how we can help students prepare for that, et cetera, and learning to sort of tell our story through through film. We're also trying to do it through social media, et cetera, and then obviously, you know, traditional print and so forth. So that's one thing that we're really trying to do. We're trying to communicate who we are and what we're trying to do and what we think the issues are. And then, to be quite honest with you and candid, I think the other thing that you would hear if you popped into a board meeting is, how do we stay afloat? How do we keep this ministry financially viable, sustainable, et cetera? Mm-hmm. And, of course, telling our story and keeping the ministry afloat go hand in hand. And this is a tough time. It's a tough economy. I think it's a tough time for the church. There's a lot of distractions right now in the church, and it's been a thin time financially. And we want to be around. We don't want to have another period in the history of OCF where we're dormant. We want to stay viable, and you know, we want to see there, you know, twice as many chapters, you know, 5 years from now than there are now. And we'd like to be on every campus.
God bless and have mercy on our college kids.
Absolutely. Boy.
Good words, Father Kevin. Thank you so much for being with us here in Mission Possible. Thank you, Father.
You've been listening to Mission Possible, Orthodox Parenting Today with Jenny Newsma. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.